The Kickoff.
Rock, sport and talk.
Radio City Talk.
Tony Scott from Scotty Betts TV. Morning to you, Tom.
Good morning, Al.
Good to see you.
Good
looking
see
suited
you,
and booted, ready to go.
It's Friday, the weekend's here, isn't it?
That's my sort of attire. You're looking splendid, mate, ahead of the return of Premier League football. Oh, how we miss it. Just for one round of the FA Cup, but I tell you what it did allow the boys to do, eh? Being out of the FA Cup has an advantage. You can nip off to Dubai or Spain, a bit of warm weather training. Fancy that, Tony?
Don't get me started on warm weather training. It's my bugbear in football, along with many things. I just feel warm weather training. I get the reasons behind it.
Yeah,
I get
it,
like,
helps.
Bit team bonding, etc., etc. But I look at the Everton season as a whole. I think, do they justify going to Dubai for warm weather training? I think, I'm not just saying this on Everton, I'm looking at football clubs in general, especially in the Premier League. You've seen what happened with West Bromwich Albion.
Yeah.
We're up and down there, Barcelona.
Imagine they didn't have time to go.
Exactly. Oh, yeah. I just feel as if warm weather training, you are being rewarded for being knocked out the FA Cup.
Yeah.
That's what it is, in my opinion. I think Everton have had an absolute disaster of a season, considering the amount of money they've spent. And it doesn't sit well with me when I look at the fixtures last weekend and I think my team should be in that FA Cup. It was Swansea versus Sheffield Wednesday, Southampton versus West Bromwich Albion, and Everton are in Dubai. And I've seen one or two players in nightclubs. I've seen the players improving their handicap on the golf course. I'm thinking, whoa. I just think for what's happened this season at Everton and the enormous amount of money that's been spent, Everton have got to justify what has happened in Dubai this week, and they've got to prove themselves on Saturday against Watford, because if Everton don't get a result against Watford this weekend, the fans are going to turn and they're going to say, well, what was the point in going to Dubai for a warmer climate to get a bit of sun on your back to justify what?
So added pressure.
Oh, enormous amounts of pressure. And it's not just Everton here, by the way. I'm not picking on Everton. I'm picking on football clubs in general and Premier League. It doesn't sit well with me. If you were to ask a football fan, being knocked out the FA Cup and you're being rewarded, that the players already multi-millionaires and they're being rewarded by going to the warmer climates while you're stuck in here having to suffer your team, being knocked out the FA Cup, watching other teams advance into the quarterfinals and semi-finals while your team are in Dubai in Spain and having a good time. It doesn't sit well with football fans in general. I just think maybe this is just the sad predicament football's in at the moment, where Premier League clubs can say, well, do you know what, we're going on a jolly, get a bit of sun on our backs and on warm weather training. It doesn't sit well with me, but Everton have got to get a result, and the teams who have got to get a result, you've all been on warm weather training.
Well, they've got to improve that away form, Tony. It's dreadful. One win on the road all season. That was at Newcastle, of course, in December. And prior to that, it was January of last year.
It was.
The last away win.
It was.
At Palace, wasn't it? So yeah. It's a dreadful away record.
Everton with only one win in their last 21 matches on the road. That's an absolute disaster. If you're watching Everton on the road, you feel sorry for the Everton supporters, don't you?
And they do go in their numbers.
Oh, they sell out. They pack that away end every game, don't they? They drew 9 and lost 11 of their last. It's just, you wonder what goes on, because Everton have got quite a strong home record, haven't they? And you wonder what goes through the players' minds, the managers' minds, because it's not just this is a collective thing here. It's the players, it's the managers, because in that time, in the 21 matches, Ronald Koeman took charge.
Yeah.
David Underwood took in charge. Sam Allardyce took in charge. So what's going on? Is it a mentality thing? Why did he all of a sudden switch off away from home? And they've had some bad beatings this season around the roads. Arsenal, Tottenham, a lot of teams. And this is accumulation of all different managers. Southampton under Underwood. Koeman's had a couple
as well. Is it a mental approach then?
Well, it's got to be, hasn't it? Because it doesn't seem to me as if there's a lot of backbone in that Everton team when you're looking at the mentality side. And you've got a lot of players there who are very experienced as well. Wayne Rooney, Phil Jagielka, even the likes of Morgan Schneider. And he's had two big money moves. He's played for a couple of big clubs. And you're thinking, what goes on in the mind when you're away from home?
But sometimes the mindset of the manager dictates the way Everton play away from home. He always picks a different team away from home than he does at Goodison Park. I mean, look at the example at Arsenal, where you've got 7 defenders, basically. Well, 5 defenders and two very defensive-minded midfielders. Now, the negative approach from the off, it's a mindset that the players have obviously had drilled into them beforehand, that this is the way you're going to play. Now, surely that is not the way to approach. Why don't they approach the game as they do?
I totally agree with you. I just think that If you're in any working environment, whether it's football, in a factory or in an office, if your manager's giving you a negative mindset before you go onto that office floor or that factory or onto the football pitch, you're obviously going to get a negative result. And Everton, all that week leading up to Arsenal, I think they won a home game just before the Arsenal match, was at Leicester. And then they went to Arsenal and you're thinking, a bit of form here at Everton, just beating a decent Leicester team, go away from home at Arsenal. And the negative mindset and the defensive lineup. I totally agree. It was just, the players must have gone from up there to down there, and all of a sudden, this is what we're going to do. We're going to sit with five at the back, two defensive midfielders, and kick it up to Nias, who can't hold the ball up to save his life. Yeah. So it was just that, it happened. And I totally agree with you. It's just frustrating from an Everton point of view to go. I think if you were to ask an Everton fan, we've just mentioned Everton's away record on the road, 21 matches, drew 9, lost 11. It's appalling. If you were to ask an Everton fan, out of all these away matches, after he really has a go at the opposition of any of these games, the Avons.
I can't recall one.
No, not one way to go. Do you know what? Go for it. Go for it. So why not? Why not go to Watford tomorrow? Have a go. And if you get beat 4-1, you get beat 4-1. The mid-table, going nowhere, Everton. Have a go. Play some expansive football, because Allardyce, he's caught in two minds. He's got to go to Moshier at the end of the season. He's going to say, listen, I've been coming for one job, and that is to keep Everton in the Premier League. I've done that. Where's my bonus? X, Y, and Z. And he's also going to say, well, what are you going to do next season? Do you want to employ me? Obviously, he's got another 12 months on his contract. What are you going to do about it? Now, we can easily say, by the way, I've got your seventh. Because Everton, we've just been looking at the table, haven't we, Al? Everton could easily finish exactly where Ronald Koeman left them last season. 2 points off seventh place. Sam Allardyce could come in, take Everton from the cusp of relegation to seventh place and guaranteeing them European football next season, which is an unbelievable job considering if you're looking at it from the outside looking in. Now, if you were to look at it from an Everton perspective, you don't like the football that's getting saved up, and some of the comments in the media doesn't sit right with Everton fans too. So you can see both sides of the story. I think Allardyce now has got Everton in mid-table. Go for it. Start playing expansive football. Start showing the rest of the footballing world that you can change. You can change the way you want to play football, because everyone sees a Sam Allardyce team.
Sam Allardyce is set in his ways, Tony.
I totally agree.
And sides mirror the image of their manager. You can look right down the Premier League and see how sides play football.
Totally
and generally, they mirror the image of their manager. Sam Allardyce isn't going to change at his age.
I totally agree. But this is the time where his perspective now is, do you know what? I've got, 12 games left in the Premier League.
11.
Show, this is the biggest club you'll ever manage, Sam Allardyce.
Yeah.
Show the rest of the world, show the Premier League that you can play a type of football that isn't subtracted to you. And this is his chance to shine. I can't see it, because I agree with you. I think he's setting his ways, and this is the way he plays football, like it or lump it.
Yeah.
Lump it being
what are the odds of Everton winning at Watford then?
Sorry to jump on there. Everton 5-2 to win this one, Alan. Watford 5-4.
Wow.
Now, this will be the 10th Premier League meeting between Everton and Watford this season. It's in the Premier League, with Watford claiming just one victory back in 2016. So, in total, since
last
Everton,
season, wasn't it?
Yeah. 32. So, in total, Everton have played Watford 25 times in the history. Lost 3, 119 Everton. So, they've got a very strong record against Watford. Now, Watford have just lost 4 of their. This is an interesting stat that I looked out on for this season. Watford have lost 4 matches from leading positions this season. One of them was against Everton, appropriately enough, in the reverse fixture.
Right.
They went 2-0 up and obviously lost the game 3-2. And now Everton have earned more points from losing positions than any other team in the Premier League this season. So if you're looking at them two stats together.
Just one other stat that might make Everton play differently. Watford have conceded more goals at home than any other Premier League side.
This is Everton's away record. So
go for it.
Yeah, why not? The better do like the look in this one, just briefly, is Gylfie Sigurdsson to score any time. He's got 5 goals in the last 12 matches. He's coming into a bit of form, isn't he?
He is, yeah. So outside the box as well. Eh?
Yeah, 7-2, well worth a shout on that one.
Now, Liverpool are also in action on a Saturday afternoon at 3 o'clock. What's that all about?
Very rare for the Reds, that, isn't it? Especially at home in front of their crowd. Now, Liverpool's strong favourites to win this one, 1-5. West Ham, 12-1. Now, I was looking at the last couple of games between West Ham and Liverpool, and there's been 16 goals in the past 4 games. Probably. So you think Liverpool should win this 9 times out of 10. But interestingly enough, West Ham are unbeaten in their last 3 visits to Anfield, winning 1 and drawing 2. Now, obviously, we all know David Moyes is the West Ham manager, and David Moyes has never won at Anfield. We all know his record. Lost 7. I know it appropriately enough, don't I? Lost 7, drew 7, and that was with Everton, Manchester United and Sunderland. But his record this season at West Ham, it is quite good.
Yeah.
Moyes has collected 21 points in 16 Premier League matches as West Ham manager. won 5, drew 6 and lost 5. And that's just 3 points shy of what he managed at Sunderland in all campaign. Now, from a Liverpool perspective, Mo Salah is averaging a goal or an assist every 64 minutes at home this season. So that's 11 goals and 5 assists. But the bet for me in this one, it's a 5-1 shout as well. I'm looking at Aaron Creswell to be booked. Obviously, your local lad, he's going to be up. He's going to be up against Mo Salah, even if Mane switches as well. I think 5-1 for Aaron Creswell to be booked, yellow carded, sent. It doesn't matter. It's Aaron Creswell, 2 B-carders. He's already picked up 4 bookings in his last 10 Premier League matches, so I think it's an absolute steal. 5-1. 5-1.
Sounds a good tip to me.
Definitely. I'll have a couple of quid on it.
I mean, David Moyes has done well since he's taken over at West Ham, but again, he'll probably go to Anfield with a similar sort of approach that Sam Allardyce has done on various Premier League grounds throughout the season, won't he?
I totally agree. And you look at all these managers, Alan Pardew, Sam Allardyce, David Moyes, you could even go to Alan Pardew, I've just said, Tony Pulis, and all these managers, Roy Hodgson's another one. They've all been involved in Premier League football for years and years and years, hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of games. Now, out of the managers I've just mentioned, David Moyes, Tony Pulis, Alan Pardew, Sam Allardyce. What have they ever won?
Between a lot of them. Always battled to survive more than anything else, haven't they?
Of course, but they've all been in the Premier League for years and years and years. They've never won a thing in their lives. Roy Hodgson, another one.
Still up against it, really. You look at the league table, West Ham, 4 points above the drop zone, despite the excellent run that they've had. And Crystal Palace, you mentioned Roy Hodgson there, only a point above the relegation places now.
It just shows how tight it is. How many points have West Ham got there, Al?
West Ham have got 30 points.
Just 4 behind Everton.
Yeah.
It's incredible. Now, if West Ham were to miraculously get a victory at Anfield, that puts the point behind Everton, who were lying in. Well, we've just been mentioning Everton for European football next season.
They're not looking over the shoulder, Everton, are they?
No, surely to God, they might be able to muster up 6 points from now till the end of the season. There's 13 games.
The magic 40-point mark.
It is. It's sad, isn't it? And if you were to ask me at the start of the season, what did Everton finish 7th last season under Ronald Koeman? Spend the best part of £200 million. And then end up exactly where you finished up last season. I think it's grim. And it's as we just spoke of just off air, and we all just think the top six and that 7th place team, there's an enormous gulf in class and in quality and in everything. And I think Everton this summer have got to get some kind of structure in place where they've got to say, listen, this is our new manager. This is the type of player we're going to identify. This is our philosophy. This is our structure. And this is the way we are going to go about our business for the next 2 to 3 years. We can't chop and change managers like we have done over the last 18 months. They've got to get... I look at it just briefly, Al. I look at Everton. And when Everton sign a player, I go, ooh, where's he going to fit? Where, is he going to go right back? Is he going to? Can he play centre midfield? Can he go in a number 10? Can he go? Now, I look at when Manchester City sign a player. When I look at when Liverpool sign a player, when Tottenham sign a player, when Arsenal sign a player, you can almost identify where exactly that player where is gonna, exactly going to play and the way that club is going to produce them. And you just know straight away with Everton, it's the total opposite.
Wise words from Tony Scott. So top tips, Aaron Creswell to be booked 5-1 and Gylfi Sigurdsson to strike at Vicarage Road. What were his odds? 11?
7-2.
7-2, not bad indeed.
Coming to a bit of form.
Tony's going to hang around as well till around about 8:30. So we might just get him to comment on one or two other matters before he departs to his wedding that he's going to by the looks of his attire today. Great stuff, Tony. Thanks very much indeed.
The kickoff. Rock, sport and talk. Radio City Talk.